Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
No, like I was fucking crawling on the floor, bitch, and he was fucking asking me questions and telling me off, and just he's like, "Fight off on this," and then he just like put the dick in my mouth. I was like, "Yes,
oh, wow.
let's live today." That kid's lost. Wow.
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh. We are back, Laid Bare.
Yes.
And this feels like the first episode, even though it isn't.
We're breaking our laid virginity. Do you like it?
I'm Laid Bare. Laid Bare virginity, the podcast.
It feels brand new to me, to be fair.
It is brand new. And just to introduce ourselves, I'm Lonnie. We've got...
Hi guys, it's me, the slutty author, Scotty. Oh, go on, Scotty, I'm famous.
And our new co-host.
Hello guys, it's SJ. Nice to meet you guys.
And if you guys don't follow her, you might actually be familiar with her page on Insta. So, you know, Shani Jamila. But yes, this is we are the new trio for Laid Bare. So it's going to be orgasmic, it's going to be fun, it's going to be slutty, it's going
all
to
the
be
things
wet,
that I like.
All the things that we love. But we always start the show, well, we used to start the show when we did radio, by asking the question, when was the last time you got laid? So, Shelly,
oh my
SJ,
God.
I want to know, when was the last time you got laid?
Throwing me in the deep end.
Yes.
Some bitch.
Do you know what? No one's going to know what date this was, so it's fine. Like a week ago.
A week ago.
Yeah, about a week ago.
Wait, can I ask a question? Why does the date matter?
Because I don't know who's listening at what time.
She's trying to cover up something. She's trying to cover her tracks, bitch.
Already covering it. I'm so done.
Scotty, what about you? When was the last time you got laid?
See, I don't mind. See, I got laid on Sunday.
I'm
the
done.
23rd.
Was it good?
It was great.
Was it with your boyfriend? You guys still together?
Yes, we are.
Oh, how many years now?
About two and a half.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Amazing. Were you guys high?
Nice.
Were you guys high?
I've quit weed.
Really?
Not properly. I was high at carnival.
Oh my God, oh my God.
But
oh
I mean
God,
like to God. Function day to day. I'm trying to be responsible and shit.
I wish I could relate. I had to like use it to fall asleep last night. I was just like, I need to knock out. So I was just like...
Do you know what? I think the only reason I don't smoke more often is because I can't roll.
Really? I can't roll either. I just get cones. And that is what has spoilt me.
Oh my God.
So like ready-made cones. Like some corner shops sell them.
I swear.
Yeah, so you get cones and then you just...
You're a bad influence on my life.
I know, I am. I am. I can't run for shit either. But yes, last time I got laid. So last time I had sex was with my ex and I've been trying to avoid having sex so I can like not get into that sexual bondage. So it's been a bit. It's been a month. However, I did have a sex dream.
That doesn't count.
How? Like, what the heck? Why are you trying to come with this
in my
nonsense?
Dream? I got laid.
We all get laid in our dreams.
I got laid. No, but it was really good.
No,
was,
you know when you're having like a sex dream?
I'd been eyeing.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was really good.
Did you tell him?
No, hell no.
Why not?
Hell no. I couldn't tell him.
What do you mean?
Is it embarrassing?
These times she's always telling you not to do shit.
Right? Right? She's busy, ladies. Shall we? How about, babe? Shall we text Guy and tell him? Babe, I've been dreaming about you.
No, I did have a dream. I was just like, and I woke up and I just like, oh my God. Like, wow. Pardon?
Did you come?
I didn't come, but it was very exciting. It was a sex dream. It was a very good sex dream. And I don't have sex dreams.
I have to say, does it feel the same to you in a sex dream?
It feels real.
Yes.
Because like, I really woke up and thought that I'd had sex. And I was just like, oh, wait, that was a dream. Wow. That wasn't real.
I feel like I'm missing out.
It's because your body, like it
misses it. But I masturbate like three times a day. So
really, bitch?
Yeah, I did.
You
a
got
couple
too
days
much
ago.
Free time when you
I'm so done. If I had that time.
No, SJ, when did you masturbate last?
Literally, probably like
TikTok. Oh my god. No, high key, like probably like before, like over a week ago.
That's all right. I've gone a week without masturbating and then I had to come back to life. Yeah.
So. Girl was like, I'm late because actually
what I was doing was flicking my clit. What about you?
Last time I masturbated.
Yeah.
I haven't actually done it in a minute.
Girl, I've seen your sex toy reviews. Yeah. Bullshit.
Do you know what? Do you
she has a bag of like sex reviews that she's been doing. I'm just so like, okay.
I do. They're great. Go watch them.
The innocent
them.
One in the Shakira's
Don't worry, we'll turn you soon. We'll turn you soon, SJ. But what about you?
But yeah, no. I've just really been using like toys with my partner. I haven't actually like masturbated in a hot minute.
Really?
Which is strange because
okay, like, so your homework for today is to go home and masturbate.
Okay, I'll do that. That's fine.
That's the best homework I've ever heard, honestly. Truly.
Get a star.
Oh my god. Okay, guys. So basically there was this, I want to just start off with like talking about dating and relationships. Just before we jump straight into the wet stuff, the absolute wet stuff.
Love it.
But there was this post that was put up by, he's changed his name on social media. It's Chidera Golden. Chids, you might know him. Some people might be familiar with him. So he basically wrote, if you're seeing a guy you really like and you both connect really well, but by the third date, you tell him you're celibate till marriage and he responds, that's cool. He subsequently ghosts and decides to stop contacting the girl altogether. Is he a dickhead? So she's celibate. She tells him by the third date that she's celibate. And then he decides to ghost after saying it's cool. Is he a dickhead? I want to know what you guys think.
For me, I don't think it's like the third date part has no relevance. The fact that you ghosted is just rude.
Thank you. That's
you're
what I
rude.
I didn't say it, but I wanted to say that as well. I was thinking I can't even be asked to carry on this debate anymore. I'll talk about it on the show, but
literally,
I agree.
It's like ghosted. Okay, do you know what? Fair enough. You might not want to be around because I'm celibate. Fine. That's completely okay. But just tell me. Yeah. Ghosting is like the worst. Honestly, it's the worst feeling because you're like, oh my god, did I do something wrong? Or
yeah.
No, just be straight. Don't be a pussy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have a conversation about it.
Yeah.
You think they should have
Have a conversation. Like, be like, oh, do you know what? I want to have sex.
Right?
People that are celibate, like, they know
what
that
business
people
do you have telling, like, a celibate person you want to have sex, you're just saying in general?
Yeah, just in general. Like, I want to have sex in my life and I understand that you're waiting with me, but that's not really my flow. Like, I like you, but
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Waiting.
Don't just like be, oh yeah, it's fine, and then go about your business.
Yeah,
like that's a bitch boy move, to be honest.
Honestly,
because you're not even like man enough to open up your mouth and say what you feel.
Yeah. And his argument was like, why has she waited to the third date? That's what his response was to me when I said that I thought it was quite dickish. And I'm just like, you know, you don't.
But you don't meet someone on the first date. Like, hi, I'm celibate. What's
Thank
your
you.
Name?
That's what I said. Like, hi, I'm a second year law student. I'm celibate, by the way. Can you pass the ketchup? That's not going to happen. And I feel like sexuality in itself, for some people, they have to feel comfortable. Not everyone is comfortable talking about sex immediately the first time they meet. You might be lucky and meet someone like me who might be comfortable talking about sex, and you might find me saying some inappropriate things. Still not signaling that I want to fuck you
at all.
But that's just me. That's my personality. I can be a bit inappropriate. Not everyone's like that. Some people might be seen as quote unquote prude. However, still in today's society, let's be real, sex is still a very intimate subject and not everyone's going to lay their cards out on the table and say, yo, this, and this. And for me, it's just like, why are you running away? Sex is like, celibacy is not a disease. So why are you running? Like, sorry, it's really a meme came in my head. Why are you running?
I think in terms of this argument of like, oh, she waited till the third date. I think, because obviously between dates, you have conversations on the phone and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to say, like, right, you should have kind of, not, I get what you mean, the whole comfortability of you don't want to jump in, hi, I'm celibate. Like, that's not how it's going to go.
It's not.
But when you are seeing yourself kind of like, seeing someone in that sense, I do think like it should be mentioned because people will come into situations expecting, you know, the standard kind of thing. So to hear that someone's celibate is a bit, how he handled it was shit.
Yeah.
But I think that, like I said, people's expectations and stuff, it should be discussed.
Yeah, it should be discussed.
To be fair, even in that, like, if the conversation hasn't come up, then it hasn't come up.
It hasn't. It's true.
Like, yeah, there is that.
It should be natural.
Honestly, and if you're so into I need sex in my life, then surely you would have brought the conversation up anyway, like in some way.
You know, some boys try to act like they're that chubby cute, like, oh,
so
true.
Like, oh, no, I don't really care, babe.
Yeah, true. Especially pull if you're the ghosting. Other one. Especially if you're ghosting. I just think it's kind of like what you said earlier, SJ, like, ghosting will make you so insecure. You start second guessing yourself, wondering if you did literally something wrong.
It's just a horrible thing to do to someone.
I just think that the best way to go about a situation like that is to simply communicate. I think there's no harm in communicating and saying, do you know what? We both want different things. I respect that you want to wait till marriage.
Exactly.
However, the relationship I'd like to have with a woman would definitely be sexual intimacy as well as romance. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why people just don't want to talk about
they're
things.
They're sick of being honest because, like, they're scared of, like, oh, being judged or them being rejected. Like, they want to be the one to do the rejecting or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
ghosting, I just think... I mean, have you guys ever been ghosted on before?
No.
You've never been ghosted on?
Do you know what? I think...
Honey,
I'm just saying. People know not to ghost on me, okay? Because let's just leave
ghosting
it at that,
is just
really.
Like blocking and just like just disappears one day.
Yeah.
Okay, how dare you? Are you
I'm
rude?
Trying to think if I've been ghosted on.
A whole me.
I don't really get ghosted on. I think a lot of the niggas I've had in my life usually love me. Like they have some sort of love
That's
for me.
That's what I'm saying. Like
they, even
a,
if it's not going to go further.
Exactly.
Like they always come back anyway. Like
it's true.
Even if we don't, the communication isn't that strong. It's not completely ghost. And I think a lot of niggas fear me as well. Like, just like this bitch is crazy.
She's gonna make a fun
she
of
might
me.
Come
high key.
Put my shit on Twitter. And I'm just like, even if you did ghost on me, I would not. I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't put that much of my personal business out there like that. I wouldn't even do that to my ex. So, yeah, I just think ghosting in itself is very trashy. So, guys and girls, if you're listening, just communicate.
Honestly, How treat people how you want to be treated. Like, exactly. Would you want to be ghosted on? No, like, it's just wild.
At all.
I could never.
At all. I want to know if we can... Am I allowed to, like, put... Like, if I want to, like, play a snippet of something, can I do that? Because I do want to play something. I want to play something for you guys. I don't know if you heard it earlier. It was earlier this week.
Yes.
There was a video of a girl... by the name of Catalia. She's a gym bunny. I actually follow her on social media already. But I hate
gym
how my
bunny?
Phone...
What's that?
She's a gym bunny, as in she works out a lot.
Oh.
She works out a lot. So I just look for inspiration and imagine me at the gym when it's not really me. It's just me believing that I'm
That was
there.
Your workout for the day.
Yeah, that was my workout from the day, watching Catalia. But there was this amazing video. Not amazing, but it was hilarious, I will say. And I remember waking up and thinking, nah, I didn't know she was this hilarious. So I'm going to play it. I don't know if... Hopefully you guys should hear it.
You know, that's a Nike dry fit top, like, my G. Yeah. But he's mad. How can a man take you out? Yeah?
Will it play?
And you're chopping this nice, sweet food, yeah?
Can you guys hear it?
And you don't let him whack your bum. Fam, this is probably why I don't go on dates. Because if I went out to the shard, yeah, and a man is spending more than £35 on me, listen, body count is going up, fam. Because I would feel sorry for my man's pocket. Like, you owe him. You owe him.
But yeah, that was a video. So she was basically explaining that. I'm guessing she was a bit intoxicated.
Mm. She must have been.
She had to be.
That's the only reason that that would even...
She had to be, but I thought... It's going to be like... maybe one day we'll get her in, but... her consensus was that if you are going out with a dude and he spends over...
£35.
Wow. The bar is a bit low.
Then a bit.
He should be... He should be able
That's
to.
That's Nando's.
My girl said McDonald's inside.
That's you. They should be able to whack your bum. So I remember it was trending, like, whack your bum.
Your bum,
like, I thought that was a new one, whack your, like, bum. So have sex. Fuck, yeah? Yeah, fuck. So.
Because he spent money on you.
Yeah. Have you guys ever felt like since a guy's taken
no,
you out?
No.
Then,
no.
Like, never.
No. Okay, no. Even no, to no, the no, point no. where, okay, no okay, joke, okay. Genuinely to the point where I was on 2 weeks ago on a date and the guy genuinely spent £600 on the food bill.
You spent it?
He spent it.
Okay.
So, Miss £35, whack your bum. I don't know what you're thinking, sis. Hire your ex next. Like, what?
It's, no, I agree.
£600 on my food bill, and we have not had sex yet.
I agree. But I'm not going to lie, though. Like, I'm a type of person, especially if I'm feeling you and I've seen that you've wined and dined me, I'm just like, it turns me on.
No, the thing is, that,
but not 35 pounds. Like, I've seen bills that have been like, I'm just like, ooh, like, he got money.
Right. Oh, you got money.
He got money. Okay. But it hasn't made me like, but that's been the part that's made me like, okay, now I'm turned on. Maybe it's the
night. Do you know what it is?
I don't know.
It's because you know he evolved, okay?
You know what it is? That kind of thinking attaches the wrong kind of energy to sex. Like, if I'm fucking you, yeah, I'm fucking you because I like you.
You.
Yeah. Not because you bought me this or you spent that much. Bro, well, everybody's got money, you know.
I find you attractive sometimes. Like, it's not even about liking sometimes. Just I find you attractive.
It's
so,
true. Yeah, like, it's true. Like, I find you so sexy.
Yeah.
This is why bums be getting the most pussy as well, because they're usually really attractive. And it's just like, I'm not fucking you because you have money.
Exactly.
Or you don't, your lack of, well, clearly lack of money. But because you are so, your dick is huge, for one.
And you've got big dick energy too.
Big dick energy. You just had to throw it down and he's really attractive.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, you can never come to me, oh, I spent this much on you, so you must fuck me. Am I a prostitute?
Right. Like, honestly.
I respect prostitutes, to be honest.
No, but even still, no, I respect
but
them.
But I'm saying, like, this is not a transaction. Okay, like, we're dating because we like each other.
Yeah.
If you're trying to do
you
a next thing.
Took me out to wine and dine me, not to fuck me.
Yeah.
Get it right.
No, I agree. I definitely agree.
Literally. There we go.
Yeah. And I think at the same time, I know she was joking, just to put out there. I know she was definitely joking. I found it hilarious.
It was
posted
funny.
It was funny, especially with the whack your bum. But I hope people didn't take it seriously.
Do you know what? That's the thing. I saw so many like girls in general taking it seriously. Oh my God, this girl has no respect for herself. And I'm like, oh my God, she was joking for one.
Yeah.
And okay, two. Just chill.
Just like, chill.
It's a freaking video on social media.
Yeah, exactly. I wish she said something a bit higher though. I wish she had said like £200 or at least.
My girl said.
When she said 35, it was like, why did she say 35?
That's too low. That's too low.
It was but 35. She didn't even round it to 40 or 50.
Like 35.
35.
That's $4.99.
Girl, if you're listening, we love you.
Is that how much shisha costs? I don't know how much.
That's how much? That is not Nando's. Nando's is like £20. Like,
right?
That's like TGI's. Like, that's like 2 mil.
Yeah, okay,
or,
like,
I've never been there, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, like, yeah. No. But
I'm thinking shisha. He took her to shisha and she's saying now he must whack her bum.
I hope not. So, no one's whacking their bum for less than 600. Word to SJ.
Amen. Nah.
I love it. Okay, so I want to know. I mean, we've spoken about this before, but I feel like we've grown older. As we've grown older, it can change. No, you'll have. That's just time. But what makes sex good sex? Especially because we're definitely going to have some new people listening. So yeah, SJ, we should go with you. So what do you think?
Is it every day for it to SJ?
Yeah,
you're the new one.
Oh my God. It's like my initiation, guys.
Yes.
Shit. Okay, so what makes sex? Sexual tension.
Ooh, that's like, a good one.
If there's sexual tension, you just know it and it's just
palatable.
Oh! Okay. What else? I don't know. I think you guys have to have like the same sort of, there has to be some sort of sexual chemistry in general. Like you have to, like, okay, we're feeling this. Like, I want to fuck you, you want to fuck me. We both know it, but we're just kind of fucking around because he wants to say it first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I genuinely, for me, I like the chase a little bit. So like when I know a guy wants me, it's a little bit less of a turn on. I know that sounds really bad, but it's a little bit less of a turn on. I'm like, oh, I know he kind of wants me. So so when I'm doing the chase a bit or he's doing the chasing, I'm like, oh, okay, it's gonna happen. And then when it finally happens, it's like, yes, this is good sex. Like,
see, like the whole like anticipation.
Yeah.
Imagine the best sex to be bad. Though.
Oh my God, stop. Behave yourself. Behave yourself.
I do not believe in bad sex.
What is bad sex? Oh
I've
my
had
God,
bad sex
I rebuke
before.
That. And also, I feel like
in prison now, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What, prison dick was
zero
bad?
To 100.
Prison
real quick.
Dick's normally lit. I'm just,
nah.
I think that
I know. Not that I know.
He's learning now.
Yeah.
He's gone.
But yeah, what about you, Scotty? What do you
what,
think?
What, they make sex good?
Sex good.
I want to add quickly as well, feelings.
Go on, yeah, go.
Like, relationship sex, for me, is
the best.
Yeah.
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 I would say, I think both people being present in the moment, if that makes sense. As in, like, you know, sometimes you have sex with people and like, everybody's eyes are closed or we're looking around the room. Like, sometimes it can be nerves or whatever. But when you're, like, proper, like, eyes are locked and they're just giving you the dicking down and you're like, yes, fucking feel my spirit, bitch.
Yeah.
Fill me with your aura and shit.
Like, so
that kind of stuff. And I think people that are open to exploring the body, like, fully. Like, I hate when guys come and they just go straight for your tits or straight for your fanny. No, bruv. Touch my face. Stroke me. Caress my arm. Let me feel fucking beloved. You know?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? You want someone to kind of admire you and you do that back for them.
And the more someone makes you feel comfortable as well, Jesus Christ, it just opens a whole new world.
Yeah. Also, them being the same level of filth of you. That, wow. That is the shit.
I need to know before as well how filthy you are, because if I start saying some shit like choke me in the middle of sex and you're just and you're like, looking at me like, I'm just like,
well, this is rubbish.
Yeah. What the hell? I need the you literally hit the nail on the head right there. I need you to be on the same level as filth as me, because if you're not, I'm not increasing my body count.
But, do you know what I mean? For fucking vanilla sex,
for vanilla
for everyday regular sex. Why?
For those who don't know what vanilla sex is, that scene is like just basically
missionary.
Everyday type of sex. You're very bland. Nothing too crazy. Not that there's anything wrong with vanilla sex. We ain't sex shaming. But you do have three girls here who
don't want vanilla sex.
Tell
me to put it bland.
Seriously. Yeah, I think for me, what makes sex good sex? There has to be a great amount of foreplay.
Yes,
good amount of foreplay.
People underrate it. Oh my God, it's so much. Underrated.
And
so much.
I know it sounds crazy, but I need 15 to 20 minutes. Good foreplay.
An hour.
Wow.
If we could go for an hour,
I'll be sleeping after that.
Then no.
Not if it's good foreplay, but
if I've come up from the foreplay, I'm done. I'm out.
I think I'd probably tap out. Yeah, I would tap out. I'm about to say it. I would. I need a good 15, 20
young
minutes.
Girls?
I'm so done.
No, do you know what? 15, 20 minutes of foreplay.
It's perfect.
I need you to play with my boobs, my nipples. And I feel like a lot of guys are afraid to play with nipples. What they do to the clit is what they should be doing to the nipples. I feel like a lot of guys go so hard on the clit and they don't understand. I think they're maturing and understanding and learning more, because I feel like we talk about this a lot, because they think like it's a fucking, like they're scratching. Like,
race.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, like they're just Lord. Like...
sandpapering, like paint off a wall.
Exactly. And it's just like, no, go easy on my clit.
Please.
Be harder on my nipples. But yeah, sexual tension, as you mentioned, SJ, I think that is so important.
Being open-minded as well.
Yes, open-minded is a good one. That makes sex really good. Also, being responsible, so wearing a condom. I don't know about you guys, but I feel good when I use a condom during sex.
Here she goes.
Consent is sexy.
It's fucking sexy.
Consent is. Consent's the best, yeah?
No, but seriously, like, I feel like I've done well when I use a condom, because after I'm just like, oh my God, we use a condom. I don't need to get the wooden after pill.
There is that.
Like, do you really want to do the walk of shame? Like, there's nothing. Not that it's the walk of shame, because you should feel comfortable. And there are different ways to get the morning after pill. You can get it sent to your doorstep. You can have it sent to his house. There's so many ways. Yeah, you can get it sent to you online. I'm not going to say any brands because I ain't sponsoring yet.
Exactly.
But
pay me my check.
Yeah. But there are certain brands.
I don't think I've ever had to do the walk of shame, even though it isn't the walk of shame. But
I do the walk of getting my Uber.
Right, exactly. But no, not even.
So bougie. I took an Uber to get my morning off.
Right? But I feel like, okay, once I'm like really... like, I know I'm with that person. That person's only fucking me.
Yeah.
I don't bother so much with the condom. But that's because I know I'm on the pill. And I know he's not fucking anyone around. So I'm not going to catch anything or whatever.
Bitch, you never know.
You don't know. That's why I always say...
Lies are real.
I tell you guys.
Lies are real. You know what?
I said this before.
Man,
I said this
before. Man, I'm not trash. Man, I'm not trash. Take it back.
I said this earlier because I was just like, monogamy isn't a threshold for like... you know, STIs. And it is Sexual Health Week as well, funnily enough.
Oh, wow.
By the time this comes out, it won't be, but it is Sexual Health Week.
Wow, you just put a date on my last fuck. Thank you very much.
Well, at least they know now that we recorded this a while ago. But it's so important because people don't actually understand or, you know, realise that just because, you know, you are boyfriend and girlfriend, yeah, that you can... it doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't. Niggas are trash.
You're making me so... okay, guys, for everyone listening,
women can be devious as well. I'm not going to get twisted. Like, but let's not get twisted.
For people who are listening, I am a hopeless romantic, okay?
So when I'm in a relationship, I behave.
I believe that man is with me and I am with that man. And if he steps out on me...
yes.
You're dumb. You're just... and let's just leave it there. You're dumb. If you're part of me, you're dumb. So I believe that okay, fine. If I know we're exclusive with each other, you're fucking me, I'm fucking you. That's it. There's nobody outside of that.
As long as you get tested.
I'm on the pill. Yeah, true. I get tested. I get tested on regular anyway.
This week, everybody should be doing their smear test.
Honey.
People love to skip smear tests. Listen.
As well, yeah.
HPV is real.
That is real as well. So
and you can get that even if you use condoms. So make sure you get your tests.
Exactly. As soon as you're 25. Okay, guys. I want to know. I mean, have you guys ever lied about your orgasms before?
Oh my God, yeah.
You've said, I said, did you say no?
I said, oh my God, yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, you said no. I was about to say, teach me.
Because you know, sometimes you just want it to be finished. It's like, oh, oh my God, oh yes, okay, you're the best. Okay.
You just done your fake orgasm, Esther. I want to hear yours. I want to hear yours.
I don't have a fake
come on.
A sound.
I need to hear it.
I legit don't think I have like a sound. It's just
okay,
like,
so what
a,
do you do?
I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. Girl. Wait, give me a second.
She don't want them to crop you. It's like, you're
high key. Like, you're putting me on the spot. What if I'm trying to do a fake orgasm? What if he's listening right now? Like, shit.
She's just like, I make a noise.
There's a noise. Yeah. There's a noise, there's a facial expression, and there's a, okay, I'm done. Can you get
okay, what's
me?
The facial expression? What does that look like for those who are listening? Describe
it's
what it looks like.
Like.
Is it a twitch? Do your eyes like, do you like blink a lot?
No.
She's trying to hot you up.
You know, right? She's really out here trying
she's
to just
trying
like,
to do Cluedo.
I was going to do my fake orgasm as well. Okay, I'll do that. We'll come back to you, SJ. So okay. My fake orgasm usually sounds like this. Like, it's usually like a... And then I look left and then I look right and make them believe.
My girl said, I look left.
Are you coming out of the street, bitch?
Right?
What the fuck?
Like...
Listen, it works in time. So, boy, that's all I'm saying. It works. And then they usually think that they've done something, and I'm just like, I'm tired, girl.
Right, like, okay, so is your ego boosted
yeah,
now?
Yeah,
like,
ego.
Like, I'm done.
Are we satisfied that? Can we move on now? Can I, like, suck you off so we can get this off?
Done.
Done
like,
and over with.
Shit.
But, Esther, we'll come back to you. What does it look like if you don't have a sound?
So I take it back. I do have a sound, but it's not like a sound, it's like kind of like a loss of breath. Like,
yes.
I've kind of like, you've just taken my breath
away.
But
that
away.
Is so
shit.
Fake to me. Like, I would it know. Isn't. That is it so funny.
Like,
I wouldn't
guys,
I believe that.
You'll literally see their faces and they're like, oh my God, I'm the best. If only you knew, like, just get the fuck off me.
I was done with your sweaty body.
Right? Like, just get off
on
me.
Get off me. Like, I'm tired. Like, this isn't.
I'm so
and dead. The thing is, because I come through, like, clitoral stimulation.
Girl, what
the fuck? So, clitoral stimulation. So, for those who don't know what that is, that's literally just like my clit needs attention more than my actual vagina does. Some people come through both ways, so vaginal penetration and clitoral stimulation.
Me.
Oh, that's good.
Don't
see,
be
I'm
jealous.
I am jealous because my clit needs the attention. And, you know, quick statistics, it's 75% of women who do come through clitoral stimulation mostly.
Oh,
whilst...
it was 8. Isn't it?
No, 75.
Okay,
75.
I've got my statistics wrong. 75. I mean, that bitch is 80%.
It's 75. And then the 25 also come through vaginal penetration. And some are both. Some people are both. But
yeah,
in terms of...
that's me. Both.
Yeah, but...
shout out.
So that means that there are times where you don't always have to fake it then. Have there been
genuinely,
times
where... there are like... I won't even say I fake it a lot, to be fair, because I genuinely come so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, oh my God, yes, sex is great.
Yeah,
now can
you're
just
that excitable bitch.
No, genuinely, I don't know what it is. I've always been that way also. Like,
that's
I thought,
saying,
when
excitable.
I first started having sex, I was like, literally, oh my God. But like, when I first started having sex, I thought maybe it's just because like, I'm new to this shit. Like,
yeah.
Maybe everyone else is just playing it down. I don't know what's going on, but through my years of sex, it's been the same.
Yeah.
I just come easy.
Yeah, that's really good. That's amazing. I don't think
and lots.
Mine is I usually like using a vibrator as well during sex as well.
You see,
I've
when
never
you're using
used
a vibrator, yeah,
mm-hmm.
while you're having okay. sex, no, you find it like a bit distracting because you need to focus on what you're doing and
no.
focus on what he's doing. And
no.
sometimes I'm just like, you know what, I need one or the other because this
actually,
we're just
no.
in limbo right now.
Because I can be like in doggy. So if I'm in doggy, I can have like the toy in front whilst he's behind. So that's playing on my clit whilst he's playing with my vagina. So it's like it's not. Double penetration, but then it kind of is because it's like two sorts of pleasures. Does that make sense?
I hear that.
Have you ever used one of them vibrating cock ring things?
Yeah, I have.
Does that work?
It doesn't do anything for me, and it's never really like a partner I've used it on has never really like
had that much pleasure.
He hasn't. Yeah, it's not really been his thing. But everyone is different. It works for some people, it doesn't. That's why you have to always try when it comes to sex toys.
Okay.
But yeah, cock rings don't really do much. I don't think they do much for.
I just thought I hadn't had sex with like a toy with a. partner, but I definitely have, and it was definitely a good time.
What was it? What toy was it?
Just a vibrator.
How was it?
Yeah, it was a good time. To be fair, I was open to that day, mm-hmm. although those days, I should say, I was open to just exploring. So it was a good day.
She's referring to that.
Right? Whole days.
I'm
still in my whole
faces. You use toys as well, Scotty.
Yes.
Scotty, you've been using toys. Like, I know the shit you be using. She uses collars, everything. No, you need to fill us in on the type of shit you use.
Oh, well, yeah, this weekend, was it weekend just gone?
Get closer.
Sorry, yeah, weekend just gone. Like, he booked the hotel rooms, like, pack your toys, pack your shit, pack your collars, pack your leash. And I was like, okay. Let's go. Ooh. Let's do this. So I had my flogger and I forgot to use the blindfold.
Ooh.
I had the love egg, but the battery ran out. So that was...
What was the love egg?
Is it the remote?
I've never. That's the only sex toy I've not used. You know how many I get sent? I get sent so many and it's the only one... I do not know.
No, try it. It's good, bitch.
Really?
It's good,
bitch. But they control it, right?
She said it's
you
great.
Can, or they can, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I think I want to use it. What I want to use that. And I want to use it? Like, so it's basically a toy which has a remote.
Okay.
And it's like, do you want to explain it? Because you actually used it.
Yeah. So basically, like, there's the actual egg part, which is the vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's connected to a cord, or you can get wireless ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a remote on the other end. So either like... You see that how you would have like a bullet or whatever, press buttons over.
Yeah.
So you hold it and you just put the dial up or down.
Okay.
Or you can give them the remote and then they can have do whatever. Controls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like love eggs, they're so good. They are so good. They can go inside, outside, everywhere.
Oh.
but yeah, no, like I was fucking crawling on the floor, bitch, and he was fucking asking me questions and telling me off and just he's like climbing up on this. And then he just like put the dick in my mouth. I was like, yes.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Let's live today.
Wow, that is very wild. So yeah, that's basically a love egg. I'm still probably going to, use that very soon because it's just collecting dust in its box. But it seems fun. Okay, so this was one thing we spoke about in the group chat. I think, Scotty, this was your suggestion. So I think how to feel confident. Who was confident and comfortable in the bedroom?
Yeah.
How do you feel confident in the bedroom?
I like to tart up.
I do.
But like not in a thing to like tart up for him. Like, you know, them nights when you're going out, you glammed up and you don't need no one to tell you that you're a bad bitch.
Yeah.
You just know, like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes like putting a little bit of lingerie, bitch.
Lingerie.
You know? Oh, do your makeup. Use the fucking Urban Decay All Nighter setting spray. That shit don't move nothing. My face is in the pillow. Damn. It's still fine when
Glue
I come
your
back
wig
up for
down.
Air. I'm telling you. I am telling you. Yeah, like,
have you ever had like a night where you didn't know you were about to get some and the wig ain't glued down and you're just like, oh shit. Lord,
see, no. I had two times.
I'm lucky I haven't
my
had
glued down wig.
You haven't?
Yeah, I haven't had that situation yet.
Thank you haven't had one?
Nope.
So what, like your wig's never like flown off?
My wig hasn't. You be mad. I'd run out the room.
Really crazy. Like they'd be.
They want to take it off.
They want to leave. They want to like, they literally go cram on your head.
Sir,
like, you know,
leave my wig alone.
No, I say I'm like, hell no.
You that's gotta do the me. Fence. I'd be like, or the sometimes I'm not wearing. Parts, I mean, the last couple years I've been having sex, I don't even wear a wig. Sometimes I might.
I'm at that stage now where I will back it
no,
off.
No, I wouldn't wear a wig. No,
let them see the wig flaps underneath.
See, my Kenos, you love me and all my India Irie. You love me and all my Erica Badu.
Okay, listen. You can see me. You can see me completely natural.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can see me with a wig. You cannot see the in-between stage.
Nah.
It can't
happen. Been with a nigga for 6 years?
No.
He see me in my house girl stage. He see me in my glammed up stage. So sometimes I find it hilarious. Like I be posting like banging photos and then he be coming to my door and I'm answering.
Don't look like that.
I'm done. Like you a catfish, bae.
I don't even mind. I'm only catfish for one nigga.
So I think one time just for shits and giggles I just backed up my wig in front of me. I was like, ta-da! And I was like waving it in the air.
You guys have a different level of confidence.
But no, feeling comfortable in the bedroom for me, I think it's important to feel comfortable with that person, you know, for starters. Like, there's no point lying naked with someone who you're not comfortable with in the beginning. I feel that's a mistake a lot of women do make because I think it's, I mean, I can only speak for my gender. I don't know about men. So maybe one day we'll have a guest in who's a guy and can tell us more about his experience. But I feel for us, it should be important, and both people actually, just to be comfortable with one another and to make sure that you have that familiarity when it comes to being intimate, even before that, clothes are off. So have that conversation, like have a sexual conversation. If you feel a bit awkward about what you might look like, especially in appearance. I used to work in Ann Summers. So I remember there was this time this woman came in. She explained that she's just had a baby. Obviously, we're all young. We haven't had children yet. So stories are different, but it's still kind of similar.
Yeah.
So she wanted like a baby doll to make her feel good and whatnot. We found something really nice for her and she just started bursting into tears. She was so happy. Mm. And I could just tell that, you know, her libido had probably decreased because she didn't have her old body anymore.
Yeah, she didn't feel sexy.
And she didn't feel sexy anymore. So I think it's like you said before, get that lingerie. And I don't know, have a glass of wine. Yeah.
Drinking is always good.
It is good, or smoking.
Or smoking.
Because I'm not a drinker.
High sex is, wow.
Is the best.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the best.
High sex is the best.
It's the
high
best.
It is the best.
Do drugs for sex.
We are not just promoting that.
I am.
Any views of Scotty do not represent Laid Bear, the podcast show.
Or me. SJ. Or Mama, SJ. If you're listening, they're here with
their fucking sponsors. I'm like, I'm sponsor free, bitch.
But
I think another thing, the most important thing is to always just, not even just to, learn to be comfortable around them. Learn to be comfortable around you, bitch.
Yes, amen.
That is true.
Like, stand up and look at yourself in the mirror. Because the thing is, a lot of times, we'll be so hung up on our body and stuff because we don't think that it should look the way it does. Bro, this is your body. It's the one you're going to have for the rest of your life.
It's true. And guys love it. I used to be so insecure about so many things in my body. But I think when I was with my ex for years, he used to show me so much love towards my body. He always made me feel comfortable. Mm. There were so many things that he did. Like, he'd always talk about how soft my ass is, which it is. There was just so many areas of my body. And he'd be like, babe, you're so dumb. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
So he helped me feel comfortable as well. And I think that's also important. If you have a partner who shows you that appreciation for your body as well. Usually, like, you know.
And not just saying it for saying it's sake. Yeah. Exactly. Literally, like, meaning it. You can tell it.
And then you start to see it like, you know what? This nigga's right. Like, I am the shit. So, yeah. What about you, SJ? What do you think? How do you think is the best way to find confidence?
I was, you took everything I was going to say. I was literally going to say it's about making sure you feel comfortable because I can't imagine like being in a room with a guy about to have sex with him and he looks at me, he's a bit like, oh. Like,
oh my God.
Do you know what, like, for example,
I'll
like,
break his head.
Because if you're uncomfortable with your body, you'd be like, oh my God, like, do I actually look shit? But if a guy was to say that to me, I'd be like, I know I'm fine. So I don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah. So, I know I look the shit.
Right? It's just about honestly being 100% confident in your stuff, not 100%, but just learning to each day to just love yourself, love how you are.
And you can do it bit by bit. If you don't want to get completely naked in the bedroom, I think...
Like Dita Von Teese, a man has never seen her naked.
Really?
I was watching one of her interviews. Like, none of my
Dita Von Teese?
She's like, I always have something on, even if it's like a little nipple tassel or like a corset or something. She's always got something on.
Why is that? Do you know where that is? Or is that just
her
thing?
Whole, like, to create the illusion of mystery to keep him wanting more.
She's taking everything to the bedroom, boy. Like, she's her job and in the bedroom. I respect it. But I think there are different ways you can, you know, open up to it, because you could still feel comfortable with a guy and still be like, okay, but I'm not there sexually, but I really do want to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's also still different ways. So for example, I would say dimming lights, not completely taking everything off. I think, okay, so
TV light sex is great too.
TV lights is good, especially when they're flashing.
TV lights is great.
And then you get the silhouette of both of you whilst he's doggy. Like, and you can see it on the wall. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you can see the shadow on the wall. And he's just like,
oh my god.
Like, oh, I look good. Or he's looking at you in the mirror.
Oh, the mirror.
The mirror is the sickest, especially during doggy.
Lord,
oh my god.
Just pause this conversation. I'm getting a little bit heated.
You're getting a bit blasted in it, but
flashbacks.
It's real. But I would say even panties that have those slits in the middle, the crotchless ones, that's the word I'm looking for, crotchless. Yes. So crotchless knickers are amazing as well. So
I'm
so
way
many...
too practical to buy one of those.
Really?
What's the point?
I love lingerie though, I can't lie. I love lingerie. I love dressing up. I love dressing up. I've dressed up as some crazy things. I've dressed up as a schoolgirl. I've dressed up as a nun. Oh, no, that was Halloween.
That was just a regular day. Oh my God.
I've dressed up. What else have I done? I think I've done nurse. Yeah, I've done nurse, schoolgirl. I need to be more adventurous. That's a couple of things. What about you guys? Have you ever dressed up before?
Catwoman.
Ooh, Ooh, that was a good time. That's sexy. That wasn't Halloween.
No.
Or was it you never had sex that day and it happens to be Halloween?
No.
Really? Catwoman.
I just wanted to be. I wanted to be me. Okay.
It? How did he take it?
He loved it. Oh my God, this guy. I've never seen a guy like so frazzled. Like, he just didn't know what to do with his hands. He was like, oh my God, what do I touch? Like, where do I look?
It was it a good? Time. Was the sex good?
Oh
though?
My God, it was amazing. It was honestly good, amazing. Good.
What about you, Scotty?
I don't think I've dressed up.
Scotty girl.
No, like I do like the whole like I'll go out in like satin fucking pajamas and like lacy see-through shit. Like I wear that cute shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever put on a costume.
Okay. Well, that's also your homework too.
Yeah.
You've got two now. Wow. Yeah, masturbate and you've got dress up. What should we get us to dress up as?
He likes all that fucking like he's like into anime and
shit. I knew it was anime. I knew it. Girl. Niggas and anime, people freakiest. Let me tell you that. Listen, PSA. Oh, I am telling you right now, if your man likes anime, he is a freak. Dirty freak. He is a freak.
You might be trying to hide it a little bit. He might try, it will come out.
Okay. You might have to get in special doses where it just starts to like, you know, unopen and you see what his true colours are. But
they're disgusting.
Guys who like anime are the...
It's amazing.
They do give bomb dick though.
The best.
But yeah, so I also wanted to discuss with you guys as well, like, you know, a lot of people have been using the term big dick energy. Even I've been using the term big dick energy. But what does it mean?
It means Shani Jamila. Okay.
Confident.
I think that is big dick energy.
That's prime.
That is basically big dick energy. But what else can give off a big dick, like a guy with big dick energy?
A guy with big dick energy.
It just means confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah, just like knowing who the fuck you are, like slaying in your own motherfucking leg. You ain't worried about nobody. You're just you, bitch, and that's it. There's nobody else like you out there. So you're going to fucking just live it up and let everybody know that.
This is it.
It's my time.
Yeah, but don't be doing big dick energy if there's insecure. The correlation isn't.
Why? Don't be mean. Don't dick shame. What? Don't dick shame.
I'm just saying.
You said the correlation. You said the correlation, bitch.
I didn't finish. No, I didn't even say dick shame.
You said let me land, okay?
let me land.
Okay, sorry. Let me.
You ain't throwing it down like that in the bedroom. Like, because dick size is not everything. It's not. I've been with guys who have not been that endowed.
True.
But knew what they were doing. I've also been with guys who have big penises and I've had to give them nicknames because I've been like, what the fuck is this? I had to call a guy schoolboy. Like, I called him schoolboy.
Schoolboy.
Yes, because he fucked me like a schoolboy. And I was... Yes!
Rabbit.
And he didn't do much. He literally just laid there. I should have asked him for money.
Oh, no, that was worse.
Oh, my God. Compensate me for the time he wasted.
I'm telling you. So, yeah, he didn't have...
Lonnie is lazy.
I'm not lazy in the world.
What do you mean? You always talk about you don't get on top. He's lying there. You don't get on top. How is this working? How is this
working? That was in my younger days. So, I feel like when I was younger, that's when I was like a rabbit. Like, I would do everything. Okay. But now I knew that... I grew up to know that niggas ain't shit. So, I'm like, why am I getting on top in this economy? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Why am I going to get on top of this economy? Nah. What? It's not happening at all. At all. So, but my head game is amazing.
High five, bitch. I will say that. That's what us lazy bitches do.
I'm telling you. I'll be like, listen, you can doggy me and you can...
Do you know my app?
Go on. Go on. Finish that sentence.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Anyway.
My app.
Go on. Or someone you know.
Yeah. A friend.
Yeah, a friend.
So he had never...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Came from head before.
And they say that all the time, it's a lie.
No. But I've never been in that situation. I was like, what? How can a guy have never come from head? Like, was it always shit head? Mm-hmm. Like, what? And he said the first time he did it, obviously, was with me. Gassing my own self right now. Yeah. Honestly, I was. But is that normal to you guys? Have you guys experienced that as well? Like, you guys are just being like, oh my God, I never came from head.
No, before. I've had a guy that said that to me before, and I was like, all right, we're going to remedy that.
Right
now.
Like, I just want to put it to the test. Like, okay,
I feel like when niggas say that, they're lying. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
I think like they're lying.
Maybe.
Or maybe I just think that my game is that amazing because, I mean, I've been sucking the same penis and I know what to do.
Mm.
But at the same time, even before that, I feel like there was one guy who taught me how to give head. I remember I was at uni and he taught me how to do it.
She learned in the place of learning.
Right?
I did more she things than reading my book.
That sort of thing.
I did. I really did live my best whole life then. But he taught me how to do it. He told me how it was good and or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was a prick, but that's one thing I will give him. Like, he taught me how to give head. And that has made me the woman I am today.
Okay.
But moving on, I think we should do some dilemmas, guys. I had some people
send me
dilemmas. So, you know, I'd be doing Ask Oloni or Dare Oloni or whatever it is. Okay.
God doesn't even know.
What's the norm? No, I don't want to read that one. What do I do about my boyfriend not going down on me? I feel like I've tried everything.
I have a question.
Go on, Scotty. Go on.
Get a new boyfriend.
Get a new boyfriend. Right.
Like,
it is 2018, bitch.
Unless it's DJ Khaled with DJ Khaled money.
Money. Then yeah, honestly. Money.
Even then. Nah, man.
Do you know what? It's like, it's like Nikki said, honey, how can you tell me you're eating everything?
Mm-hmm.
You're that big. You eat everything, but you don't eat. Girl.
Yeah, no, I do think.
Stop being immature.
In 2018, I do. Listen, niggas are eating ass.
Right?
Like, your boyfriend needs to graduate. He doesn't even want to pass his test. He's willing.
He isn't even choosing
not to pass his test. People are getting their ass eaten, yeah. Men are even getting their ass eaten by other women. Heteronormative relationships have not gone past vaginal and penetrative sex.
Maybe ask your boyfriend why.
Yeah, and I think there's...
understand why. Maybe there's a... Well, obviously there's a reason, but just ask him why. Because normally most guys are like, oh, I won't do it unless you're my girl.
Yeah.
Or unless you're my wife or da-da-da-da. So,
yeah.
But if he's saying no, just no, then sorry, but what's the problem here? Don't you learn me, nigga?
True. I also think that perhaps if you try getting some lube in the room, some like flavoured lube or something, that could help. I think that it could definitely help because
I taste sweet enough, honey. Just go down on me, definitely. You love me, okay?
But, no, but it can like ease them into it because it's just like you've done it already.
Yeah,
like, are you
or like orgasm bombs are good.
What's that?
They're just like bombs that they're supposed to like create like a warm, tingly feeling, but they have like flavored ones.
Mm.
But it's not as you know, like when you have like flavored condoms or like flavored lubes, whatever. They taste kind of synthetic.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do they taste synthetic?
Like, it's a weird...
I've used it given head before and I love it. Like, it made it even sloppy. It made it wetter. It tasted better. I think usually when I have, like, flavoured lube, that's when I give my best.
I like to taste the dick.
Right? You are tasting the dick. Because once
you're covered in lube.
No, but it's covered in flavoured lube, like edible lube. So it tastes like there's this really nice passion fruit one that you can get from, like, sex stores.
Mm.
Oh, my God. When I used to work in a sex store, I would always tell girls, get the passion fruit. Passion fruit would... it would.
It's my favorite fruit too, so...
Exactly. So imagine that plus dick in your mouth.
Oh my God!
It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. So that's one dilemma. So we've suggested you either get a new boyfriend, talk to him and get some flavoured loop. You have three choices there. Okay. How do you initiate sex? Boyfriend says I never do, but I feel too shy. This is one that I can never relate to because I'm too damn sexual.
I'm too damn sexual.
Like, if I want it, you will know. Like, I will stick it on you and you will know. So, basically, how to initiate sex with your partner because she's too shy. I have had a guy tell me this before that his girlfriend would never really initiate sex with him. So, he didn't know what to do about it.
I'm genuinely like trying to think right now. Like,
I'm trying to think as well because you know one of those I can't relate.
You, just know?
You know when you can't relate as well. I can't relate.
I'm in your face. I'm on you now.
Yeah, I think maybe leaning in for a kiss or something would be good. Yeah. I'm usually just like pull your pants down.
Like we're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing this.
I'm bully.
I am a bedroom bully. I can't lie to you. Like, I take no prisoners.
I guess it's that old, like, you know, when you're, I know a lot of my girls have done this as well. Like, you were kind of laying there and you're like, kind of nudging with your bum, like, babe, I'm ready.
Yes, exactly. Like,
the little bum nudge.
Kind that of. Is true. That is true.
Hence, hi.
I know this is cheesy, but I think play fighting is good as well.
Oh, easily. Oh, my
play
God.
Play fighting. Oh, teenage. Oh, don't touch me.
Literally, like, why are you touching me? Like, why are you touching me? Exactly. I want you to touch me. Exactly. Why are you touching me?
It's true. I think play fighting is a really good one as well. Like, you know. Just something dumb or stupid. There's so many ways you can initiate sex, even if you're shy, from kissing to play fighting. This should be someone that you're comfortable with, yeah, once again. Only initiate sex with someone you're comfortable with. Yeah, so I think you need to tap into that reason as to why you don't feel comfortable yet.
Yes.
You need to tap into that.
You said it. Yeah.
Maybe it's something more to do with you than obviously your partner as well. Maybe you just think, oh, do you know what? Maybe I'm a little bit too I don't know, shy about that. So maybe try and work out why the reason is that you are shy around that.
Of course. Yeah, and we've got another
the whole,
one.
Like, kissing thing.
Huh?
I said definitely the whole like kissing thing. There's like, I think people overthink how to initiate sex.
And this is coming from someone who doesn't even like kissing as well. Me, I don't like kissing that much as
Oh my God. When you said that the other day. Before, you said that the other day.
She
like,
was
literally,
just like, no, you're not kissing the right people. What? I was just like, babe,
you rude.
I've kissed some sexy nigga. I was just like, listen, I've kissed some sexy guys in my time.
Kissing like that? Wow.
My catalogue of men, I've kissed some sexy guys in my time. And I'm just like, it still doesn't like...
Do you know what?
I just do it to do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Kissing is like...
And I don't like tongue as well.
Pinnacle for me. Like, no. Kissing is it. I could be... so into like, down to having sex with you right there and then, and you give me the shittest kiss. It's the biggest turn off. How can I be kissing you and I don't want to have sex with you anymore? That's disgusting. Like, are you rude? How can you disrespect me like that with a bad kiss? Nah, kissing is everything. Like,
yeah, it is.
It can go, you can take me from 0 to 100 just like that. Oh my God, I'm in a different realm.
What am I? What takes me from 0 to 100? I think seeing the dick.
My girl said, just you know give what? Me the platter, yeah? Okay?
No, you see dick prints.
Dick prints are the most.
I'd be like, where your boxers? Skinny jeans? Where the great
I don't
ones?
Even care if they're like the tackiest. I don't care if they're from Marks and Sparks. I don't care.
Wow.
That dick print is
We're going back
a lot.
To whack your bum times, okay? Behave yourself. Behave.
No, but honestly, like a good dick can turn me out. Honestly, like a good looking dick can turn me out as well. And I've seen a lot of good-looking dicks in my time as well.
I can tell whether you're going to be a good kisser as well. When I look at your lips, I'm like, can
you... Do you know what I can tell when the sex is going to be good? By, like, how he breathes when he's, like, kissing my
oh
neck.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
and
God.
And he's biting
oh
my ear. You know when he's, like, breathing on you? Like, he's
I'm
breathing,
like, this
like,
is about...
Naples,
he's about to
like,
put it down.
Yes,
he's about to put it down.
Sorry, he's just like, what? I know. Keep up. Keep up. Like when he's like biting on your ear, he's kissing on your neck, and he's just heavy breathing. I'm
like
just
right
like,
next to your ear, like
my pussy waterfall.
Wet.
Like it's just like
wet.
I'm just like,
oh my lord.
There've been times I've been in that position, and I've literally had to get myself out of that. I'm just
literally,
like, nope,
just hold on a second, just hold. Let me compose myself because
honestly,
this is a bit wild.
It is, but yeah.
Nah, okay, let me. How can my girl say kissing is shit?
I don't. It doesn't. No, it's not even shit. Sorry. Like I'll do it. Like I like doing
no,
it.
No, but it's not like.
But
I'm,
I don't
I
enjoy
do
it.
It.
No. To me, I'm just like it doesn't give me mouth orgasms. Like when you're kissing
does,
my neck, it doesn't for me. Maybe my orgasm, my G spot for my mouth is switched off. But listen, for me,
kissing.
When you're kissing my neck and you're kissing and you're biting on my ears, that does something to my pussy. Like, I will tell you, like, I know what it does. And I think
maybe
that's what it is as well. It's
I
knowing
have...
your body
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Some things work for me. What may work for me may not work for you.
That's what I was saying. Because, like, for me as well, like, I have, like, a thing for lips anyway. Like, if you have nice lips, I'm like, I've already, if I've seen you and you have nice lips, I've envisioned kissing you. Like, I've envisaged kissing you how many times? I can tell
what
you that for a fact. Like, without a doubt.
I'm trying to think what I am. I'm a tongue person.
Yeah,
you have
I like
a big
that.
Tongue.
How do you get to that?
Do you know what? I don't want to know. When he just talks to you. And I think, I don't know, I think a guy's swag as well. Like,
yes.
Something about his aura could
smell.
Turn me on.
A guy's smell.
Yeah, and his aura, is he cool as well? I love a cool guy. Yeah. Like, I really love a cool and a silent guy as well. A guy who's quiet.
Mysterious.
But
not too mysterious. We ain't no messing with no fraud boys, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit.
No, like, mysterious, like, really cool and calm, collected. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to turn you out.
Like, quiet big dick energy.
You don't even know. Yeah, quiet big dick energy.
But that's still, like, that's the biggest dick energy because you don't have to say anything. You
yeah,
just know
I
you're
just
the You just know you're the shit.
Like, your aura just filled up this room.
You
bitch.
Have to speak.
Dick
I just know you're the
listen.
Shit.
Okay, so next dilemma we've got is crushing on someone whilst being in a relationship. Close your eyes. she said she's got a crush on someone whilst she's in a relationship.
Wow.
Yeah. That was your answer.
Yeah, close wow. your eyes. I thought that was part of the dilemma, first
no,
of all.
No.
Okay. Unless it's like a celebrity crush.
Yeah, it depends on the level of crush.
Yourself.
But I think it's natural to still like fancy other people whilst you're in a relationship.
You know, I've never had that situation.
Well, you've never what?
Like been in a relationship and had a crush on somebody else.
Really?
Genuinely. Like, even now, I don't even have a celebrity crush right now, and I'm not in a relationship.
You don't have a celebrity crush, so you're, like, not crushing on, like, Anthony Joshua or the guy from, like, what's that show? I really, really love this show on Netflix, Dear White People.
No.
Do you know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, but no.
Really?
I have no celebrity crush.
Ruben Loftus Cheeks? I don't even like Ruben Loftus Cheeks. I just joined in for bands.
And people are going to come at me for this, so the whole Anthony Joshua thing. But I think it's because I like features. Like, when a guy has, like, features, like you've got cheekbones, you have a nice
fam, pair of lips. Have you seen his arms? He has features.
Okay, but there's
not his legs. Have you seen his thighs?
But then have you seen his fingers? They're all like broke up from boxing and it's
his,
just
what,
like,
his fingers.
Yeah,
I said fingers.
Fingers.
I'm sorry, but his fingers
have to be
inside my vagina at some point. Like, excuse me.
His fingers.
Listen, we like men who get their hands dirty to bring home that.
But I do not want dirty hands in my vagina. Okay. And
no, there was a time that he was sitting on some dirty seat. Bro.
Right?
And Valentine's
Day. I'm looking at you like,
I was scratching myself. I'm like, this is so disgusting.
These are the things. I like features. So when people are saying, oh my God, AJ, I'm like, okay, yeah, he has a nice back, nice arms, but his face doesn't do it for me.
Nah, his thighs do it for me.
Okay, his body does it for me. Don't get me wrong, but his face doesn't do it for me.
Oh, his face this does Loftus, it for me.
And I like dark skinned guys too. So everyone's like going about this Loftus.
Yeah, I just joined in for bands. I don't think Loftus? I was even Ruben Loftus. He's a footballer. Yeah, Google him. He's not. I think he looks quite young as well to me. I was just like, he looks like a small boy. But
am I messing with a college kid or what?
Yeah. There's literally, but
no,
college
no,
kid on big,
you.
Big contract.
Exactly. I can't even, you know what? Let me tone down my big, big energy because my guy's definitely making some.
Right. So next one. Bored of the same.
She's just seen him now.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's cute.
He's
all right. He looks young.
He looks young. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like One Direction cute. Anyway.
One Direction cute. I love it. Bored of the same old sex with my fiance, and he doesn't want to use toys, etc. What to do, fiance? You know, and you're bored of the sex.
You better call that wedding off, bitch. You complaining already?
You better just.
That is like a nightmare. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Imagine you're
about to marry someone and you're already complaining about
somebody
sex.
And you're telling me I'm bored of the sex, and he doesn't want to switch it up either. What would I do in that situation? Probably get to marriage counselling.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think marriage counselling is very good. Yeah. Or sex therapist.
Yeah.
I think they're underrated as well. And they're still very important, especially if you're about to be committed for the rest of your life with this one person.
Yes.
This isn't just like some chewing gum boyfriend and girlfriend relationship.
Exactly.
This is marriage that we're talking about.
And marriage comes with a hell of a lot of compromise. You know, people like to say, oh no, it doesn't. You should be able to just... No, marriage
doesn't.
Comes with compromise. If you're about to marry this guy and he doesn't want to compromise in the bedroom, and if sex is obviously that important to you that you're having to reach out to someone to ask about it, then you need to go and...
And it's not one size fits all. Some people do compromise, some others don't.
Yeah.
And some others don't, some don't. But it's still important to realize that you need to communicate. I think that's very important.
Definitely.
If he's not open to sex toys, well, you have to say,
maybe
well, fine. That's okay. But
positions.
I'm letting you know that I'm not really feeling that satisfied in the bedroom. And it sounds like a blow, but these are the conversations
it's
you have truthful. To have. You have to be brutally honest with your partner.
Yes.
I remember there was a time when me and my ex were going through it. And my libido was so low. Like, he would tell me, like, your libido is not as high as it used to be, Dami. And I'd be like, I know, there's nothing, you know, I'll try. But he was honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always ask, and I would not try to get it higher, but I would attempt to make sure that he was satisfied in different ways, even if I didn't want to outright have sex. There'll be times I'll be like, don't touch me. Do not touch me. I don't want to have sex. That's how low my libido was. I'd be like, don't breathe next to me.
Oh my God, why are you breathing?
Yes, honestly. But in your scenario, I think you just need to communicate and tell him that he needs to...
I always forget that sex therapist is a thing.
What's that?
I always forget that sex therapist, like I forget it's a thing.
Definitely, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's a very, very big thing. So next one we've got is first time eating him out tips. Eating him out? First time eating him. What, eating his ass? I'm so confused.
I'm guessing that is what it is.
If it is, I
can't relate.
I can't relate because I
refuse.
Watch porn because I refuse to eat a man's ass in this economy.
Ever. I refuse. They say never say never, but never.
She's an attitude. Nah.
Like, no.
Yeah, watch porn. If you want to learn how to do anything that you're not sure to do, watch porn.
True. But then sometimes it's unrealistic.
No, but they have like instructional videos and shit on Pornhub and all that.
Oh, really? So, I did not know that. I definitely don't go on
Pornhub. Or like read like Crumb Sutra books or all that kind of
X
shit.
X videos for me.
X.
What do you? What type of porn do you watch on X videos?
I can't tell you that.
No, go on. Go on. Bill, go on.
It's
between
me and my browser history.
You have to tell me. You have to tell us.
You're not going to bully me, bitch. I don't know what kind of... Obviously, I like watching BDSM. I watch hentai.
What's that?
I was about to say, what's hentai?
Oh, like anime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you went a those.
Yeah, bitch. I like watching lesbian porn sometimes. Sometimes I watch gay porn.
You watch gay porn as
well? By the way, guys, if it's you can hear dicks. Someone chewing...
Can you hear me chewing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. My bad. My bad.
It's two dicks, like, you know. I like one dick. There's two dicks. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I watch a lot of porn.
It just depends on your mood, I suppose.
Like, guys are like, just jacking themselves off. I like porn where there's, like, talking.
Do you know, I don't know about if watching guys jack themselves off. Like, I think if it's my man.
No, if they moan.
No, not even then.
If they're moaning.
Really?
Then I'm into it.
I think, okay, the type of porn that I enjoy, I love lesbian porn. I love, obviously, black. I type in BBW, like, black porn, of course.
BBW, something that
black porn. Like, something that imitates...
I thought you said, I was like, bitch, you...
No, something that imitates you. I do like watching big girls fuck as well. I do. I love it all getting fucked as well. I love
watching them, they're cute.
What else do I love? Oh, I love orgies. I love watching orgies.
I don't like them. I can't focus.
I love it. I think they're so disgusting. Yeah.
I can't focus. I love it. What am I actually...
No, I love it.
Getting visual pleasure.
I love watching threesomes. Two guys and one girl, though.
Yes, that's the best one. Yes.
I love it. Especially because
when it's two girls, it's boring.
I wouldn't even say boring. Actually, no. It is boring.
Stop moaning. You just touched their boob.
Like, yeah, you just touched their boob and you're kissing. Like, I like seeing two dicks going in on one person.
Yes. Was it DP?
DP, double penetration. What about you?
I only really watch, lesbian porn and black.
A black guy, black girl. That's all I want to see.
Yeah, it's mad that people don't know that. A lot of women do enjoy it, especially straight women as well. Or whatever, like, enjoy watching lesbian porn. I mean, everyone's like, straight in here. I still don't know what I am, to be honest. I'm still trying to figure out what my sexuality
hole.
Is.
Your sexuality
yeah,
is
it's
hole.
I like that. My sexuality is hole.
I feel like with lesbian porn, it's a lot more intimate. Like, you know that the shit that they're doing to each other, like, they're both in tune. Like, yeah, I know what you like, you know what I like.
Exactly. I know what I feel like.
They receive the most orgasms, especially... amongst women in relationships, you know, hetero relationships, women are not getting their nut.
Like, we're the lowest.
Lesbians are. So I'm jealous. But what was even the question? We probably went off.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to know how porn, to eat us.
Right?
Yeah. Watch porn. There's instructional videos. Watch gay porn.
But it's weird. It's a weird one because I wouldn't necessarily want someone to learn from porn. Because I remember when I thought that porn was teaching me, I'm not going to lie to you, the first time I used to have sex, like around when I was still a newbie, I used to do the theatrics, like, oh my God!
So
oh my
God!
And then I learned that wasn't normal, that was fake. They were being paid to do that.
Yeah,
literally.
I didn't need to do that. So now I'm just quiet. Unless you're actually doing something worth screaming for.
Exactly.
You know?
Why are you quiet, honey? That's not good.
There's a reason why I'm quiet. How to tell your boyfriend to also give instead of only taking in bed? I wouldn't even give.
Tell him.
Yeah, I wouldn't even give.
Nikki did that the other day. Nikki said, who was she on? She's on Ellen DeGeneres.
Who was
this? Like, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
And she was like, girls, we need pleasure too. Like, and if he's not pleasuring you, then stop pleasuring him and see how quickly he'll turn the tables to turn. And I was like, oh, okay, Nikki, I didn't know you had those kind of problems.
Like,
damn.
I could tell, you know, Nikki's like, you could tell she's the right one in the bedroom.
Exactly.
The thing is, with sex, a lot of men are very entitled to their pleasure.
Yeah.
And then yours comes as an afterthought or second place.
Especially if we've been taught that sex isn't for us. I feel like in society, like, we have been seen that you know, we're not really supposed to experience pleasure the way a man is.
We're the objects there to entertain them.
Right, obviously. Exactly. And I think that is so backwards because we are sexual beings. Women enjoy sex just as much as men do.
More.
So, I feel like that's a generational thing as well, though, because, like, from me having sex with guys that are my age,
yeah,
they're very... they're more so focused on themselves.
Really?
Like, I've definitely realised, it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go, oh, did you come? No, I didn't, but I faked it for you because I'm done with this whole boring situation. So, but with guys, that I prefer older guys anyway,
yeah,
they always pay more attention to you and, like, how you're feeling, and that's what helps them get off, and I prefer that.
I think that's because they haven't sexually matured as well, and the older guys have.
Yeah.
So they know, like, maybe they've probably had a woman in their life tell them what they need to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas guys who are young are probably just lucky that they've seen a pair of tits.
Literally, it's true.
No, they're
do you know what I mean?
A lot of them just kind of go off for ego, like, the whole thing is like, oh yeah, like I fucked her, like this and that, like it's all so like they can boast and they feel like they are the man rather than actually paying
these
attention.
These times
to...
I'm in the group chat slewing your ass,
right?
And right, like, you saw what this bloody girl. Don't even go
came
there.
To waste my time and let my body count for no reason. I'm done.
This is why sometimes
I'm actually gonna start doing
people.
Like Mariah Carey. I'm gonna start doing like Mariah Carey and give you a disconvenience fee.
This is what my latest threads that I did. I told women to message a guy they dated or was an ex, and I said, ask him for £750 because he wasted your time. That's what I called it, the Mariah Carey challenge.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that one.
I'm going.
You'll see that.
I'm going.
So there's a thread. I'm going to post it on Insta soon, but there is a thread that I'm currently doing because, you know, I love my threads.
And
it's getting women money, believe me.
Wait, people watched one of them and someone said, but I'm gonna kill you. I was like, look what you did,
right?
Look what you did.
Right.
Sometimes I have to try and like put a disclaimer out there, like, please, if your ex is crazy, don't go there. Yeah.
Right.
And I would hope that common sense tells you that. I had some girls say, like, oh, this is for entertainment purposes. And usually I would say that you guys shouldn't do this, especially as Olani's at home, happy in her relationship. I was just like, bitch, who told you I have a man? Like, wow. Bitch, you don't know my life.
Wow. You my know, girl's doing cyber stalking.
I know, right? I find it interesting when people come up with their own stories about myself. I'm just like, do I know you?
Little do you know, I'm single, masturbating in bed right now.
So I've got another girl who says, my boyfriend cheated on me 2 days ago, 2 days into uni, and I feel bad for wanting to get with other guys so soon. Ooh.
Why?
Cheat
my
back.
Boyfriend cheated
cheat
on me.
Back.
Wait,
and 2 days into bad. University.
Why has she not said her
and she
wants
that's
to.
What I'm thinking.
Why is it still...
I'm here trying to my boyfriend cheat and I'm feeling
your
bad.
Your ex-boyfriend
for...
cheated, you mean?
Is that what she said?
No, her boyfriend, say boyfriend? Her boyfriend.
Wild.
She said, my boyfriend cheated on me 2 days
judge.
Into uni and I feel bad wanting to get with other guys so soon.
It's a bit, do you know what?
It's a bit sticky.
No, do you know what? Don't even, I get why you feel bad. Because you know sometimes like you'll come out of a relationship and you're like, fuck it, all these boys have been on my line, I'm going to fucking hoe it up. And then you get around and you're like, do you know what? I'm still like a bit emotionally attached to this person and I don't really
But she's
feel...
still with the person.
Well, I hope you're not.
That's how the message
she's
is.
She's definitely still with him because she never said ex. She said my boyfriend.
Okay, well, if you're still with him...
And you're comfortable in cheating, then you guys... And the relationship.
Whoa. So it's more cheating. You want to leave the relationship.
Goodbye.
Good. It's more cheating.
Bye.
Why are you
and I'm
leaving?
Doubling the inconvenience.
Back.
Nope, goodbye.
Where are you going?
No, because that fucks up all the energy
funny?
In
you know
the relationship.
Funny, yeah?
Right.
You can like, a guy will like cheat on you so many times, yeah. The moment you kiss another guy, after all the trauma.
Listen, they will cry.
He's put you through.
They will cry.
They will cry. They won't sleep. They will have LMA on repeat. They will do the absolute most, yeah.
Chip.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they will play all their songs that they need to heal.
I'm
and
so
probably
done.
Won't tell their boys. Actually, I know some guys do tell their boys when their girls cheat. But
yeah, when they get from a deep and they can't hide their tears, that's why.
Yeah, but especially when a woman sucks another nigga's dick. Sometimes I feel like guys
that's
don't
the worst.
That's the biggest
disrespect. I think they
don't
care.
They're gonna go back and kiss your man. Wow. Disrespect. I'm done.
I think they hate that the most, actually. Like when you, it's not even the fucking someone else, it's the sucking someone else's
dick. But you
know
what?
Yeah.
Just a little fact for you guys. Do you know saliva stays in your mouth for 2 weeks?
Isn't it 28 days?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was 2 weeks.
Really?
I had 2 weeks. So sucking a dick, realistically, isn't that bad because when. if your girl cheats on you, sucks a dick, she comes back and kisses you, his dick isn't still in her mouth. However, his saliva is, so you should be more disrespected by that.
And also, if he roars her, there's still a chance that it could be living inside her for 2 to 5 days. Like, the sperm can live in. And then if you roar her, like, I don't know, like a day after, it's all like, everyone's semen is like mixing together. This is why we should use condoms. This is why we should not only use condoms, you shouldn't cheat, be faithful. And just don't be in a relationship. I don't understand why people cheat. If you don't want to be with someone, just don't be with them. Like, obviously, monogamy is not for you, and that's completely fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
But you do fuck up with someone else in the picture, and it's a bit selfish.
But back to the dilemma, babe. If he's cheated on you, you're contemplating cheating on him, there's a bigger issue at hand than you feeling bad for stepping out.
Yeah, that it's not about you having to cheat back or to feel weird about anything. You need some fucking time to yourself, bitch. Mm-hmm. And if he can go to uni and within the first 2 days,
two days. He's so uni, easy. Bloody
uni is 3 years
what
long, bitch. 3 years long.
Two days, you know. It took my man to off pants.
48 hours.
And he removed his chocolate. Is he dumb? Nah.
But yeah, it's not weird that you don't want to.
I wouldn't even be in a relationship with someone if I just left university. Break up with him. Freshers week is where he decided to start getting loose as a goose.
It wasn't even freshers week yet. It was freshers minute. Like, what are you doing? 2 days. What do you mean?
Nah, just imagine what he's going to do in 6 months.
That's like, what I'm telling you,
he's going to be walking around with chlamydia, gonorrhea, super gonorrhea.
Oh, stop. I feel edgy.
No, but, you know, so all jokes aside, I do think maybe you should think about the relationship itself. Is it right for you? Do you think it's going to work out if he can do that in 2 days? And especially if you're already thinking about doing things with other people, perhaps that's a niggle telling you that perhaps this relationship just isn't for you. And that's okay.
Don't hold that energy. Yeah. You don't need to cheat back. You just need to go and go sort yourself out.
I don't agree with that. Sometimes
worry
about
yourself. Nah, man, that's long. Because imagine you're all there harboring all this fucking negative energy.
You said it's going to be negative. She's getting dick.
She's doing it with revenge. Not, oh, I want dick. You're doing it, oh, I want to get back at you for the...
Sometimes revenge is
so it's like
good.
Having sex for him almost.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, that's true. When you put it like that,
yeah. See what I mean? It's fucked up energy.
Yeah, to be honest, I would just say leave the relationship, especially at university. I would never advise anyone to be in a relationship, especially in their first year of university. It doesn't make sense to me.
Do you know how many men there are in the world?
Oh my God.
Sis.
Nah, and the thing is, guys will run bars on you. I remember my first year of uni, like, you just had guys running this dumbest game on you.
Honestly.
Oh my God.
Feel like, wow.
It's like you're fresh meat. So guys were just literally, and then the older girls in the other years were just hate. Oh my
Honestly.
God.
Honestly.
They used to hate. But
do you know, I had that on a different level when I first moved to London.
Really? What happened?
Because guys from London, for some reason, love an accent that isn't from London.
Mm.
So when I came down, it was like, oh my God. And I could see like girls like, oh my God, she thinks she's something because, you know. I'm like, oh my God, that's not my vibe.
It's not my fault he wants to raw me.
Right, honey? Switch your accent up, maybe. Okay.
But yeah, no, okay. So let's give dilemmas a rest till the next episode. What we're going to talk about next, wildest sexual experiences, I think that'll be a good one for us. I'm trying to think what my
look at this girl
experience.
Having flashbacks.
I know, Scotty's hair, like.
Okay.
She's looking left.
My God, did a whole
right
that's
slowly.
So Raven. A whole that's
you
so
did.
Raven.
You did not know that's so Raven. You were like.
I don't know what they're telling lies for entertainment.
That's so Raven. You did have a That's So Raven moment. What's been your wildest sexual experience, Scotty? You be getting your blindfolds and your
Shadu, sit Shadu. Hey, Scotty,
we are not redirecting this one. Honey. I am intrigued.
Let me go first. My wildest sexual experience. I'm trying to think about my whole days. My whole days. I think I was pretty wild back at uni. I think, yes, wow, that was wow, pretty wow. The wildest. I remember it was one week and another guy another week. I think that was probably my wildest sexual experience. No, there was a time. See, this goes into sex and sexual health. There was this time me and my housemate were having sex at the same time. I feel like I've told this story
before.
Is this
the fucking pill
story? Yes, the pill story.
So
we were both having sex at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And
you and your house.
My housemate, but not together. Okay. She was having sex upstairs. I was having sex downstairs with another guy. And we both needed to get the morning after pill because we were not sexually woke back then. And we needed to get the morning after pill. And we drove to the pharmacist, but there was only one pill left. So we were both like, doing rock, paper, scissors kind
of thing. Behave.
Oh, yeah. But we didn't. We just decided, we just said, fuck it. Do you know what? Let's leave it. Let's just go to another.
Oh, I thought you meant, fuck it. Let's leave it. Let's not have the pill.
No, ain't no babies up here. So we decided to go to another pharmacy. But we were actually responsible in terms of making sure that we sorted ourselves out in terms of the pill.
My girl said there was one pill. Which one?
Pardon?
My girl said there was one pill. Which one?
Yes.
Who's going to have the pill, honey?
Who's going to have the pill? Okay, Esther, what about you?
My wildest sexual experience probably be that I had sex with a woman.
Ooh.
How was that?
It was good.
See, for heteronormative people like us, that's a bit wild. But other people are listening and probably be like, that's not new.
Basic.
That's so basic. Okay, but what was it like? Did you eat her out?
No.
You didn't? Did she eat you out?
I was very selfish. I'm not going to lie.
Did she eat you out?
Okay. Yeah.
And was it good?
Oh my... Wow. That's really? All I can say. Wow.
Would you, in comparison to a guy?
It wasn't the best eating out I've had.
Yes, but she did her thing.
But she did her damn thing. Like, it was like, I was like, damn. Okay, then. That's what that feels like. Like, it was an experience.
So was she gay? And then you were like, whatever they called it, you lot tourists.
My girls, oh my lord.
And now what the lesbians say, you're not really gay, but you want to come like, do
a tourist.
And they call you a tourist.
Do you know what it is? I'm going to be completely honest, and I'm probably going to have a few people hate me for this, because I've had one person literally scream at me for saying this.
Yes.
But I definitely think I'm bisexual because I'm definitely attracted to women.
Okay.
No, however, when I see myself getting married, I see it with a guy. Man.
Okay.
I'm the same. I haven't done anything with a woman before, but I always think, you know what, if I'm drunk enough or high enough and it happens, it happens. But I think like I'm still... That would feel like losing my virginity again because I'm just like, oh, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
It's weird because when I lost my virginity, I really wanted it to happen because I knew I really wanted dick. But I know that I will eventually want to test out pussy, but I'm just scared because I'm just like, what, she wants me to eat her out? Like,
this is the wild thing.
I know how to suck dick, so I have to learn how to eat pussy.
This is the wild thing. Like, I was just I looked at her and I was like,
to learn how to eat dick,
I'm trying to read her face like, oh my god, is she gonna ask me to do it? Because if she is, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, damn, like,
I don't want to disappoint her,
right?
No, but it was the same for me. Like, I wish I experimented at university. Wildest sexual experience. Squatty, go on.
Come to make us look like adolescents now. This
is a girl. I don't know, because I feel like I've told all my wild ones already. What's one that I haven't told Laid Bear before?
You done what?
I'm thinking of one I haven't told Laid Bear before.
Okay, tell us one you told already, because we will still have new people anyway.
So. I've had sex with two guys in one night.
Whoa!
Wait, together in the same room?
No, not the same guy.
Two in one night. Wait.
I wasn't in a relationship at the time.
Girl, who cares?
I was between lovers. Yeah, and like there was one guy who was sort of like my kind of like situationship friend thing. And then there was the other guy who was like my link in it. So my friend kind of came over. This wasn't planned. And like we did whatever we did. And then 3 a.m.
Okay, I wouldn't know who was better. That's what I wouldn't know.
Oh, the link.
The link was better. Yeah. What made him better?
Just more sexual familiarity, and he was just trash anyway. Fellow Aquarius, so both disgusting.
So what made the situationship guy not as good? Like,
lazy.
Really?
Fucking lazy.
Really? Oh, that's so disappointing.
All the time.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't like guys who are lazy, because I'm just like...
He came quick as well.
So really, it didn't count. Really, I only had sex once.
Inconvenience fee.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was like peak hoe phase.
Send him your invoice. Right. Wow. No, but that's amazing though. I think that's always really good or exciting.
I felt so bad after doing it. I was like, ooh, I just had sex with two people.
Why?
Why'd you feel bad?
No, not now.
You think they're not doing it?
No, I know that. But like at the time, because I'd never like been like that out and bad before, innit? So after that, I was like, ooh, bitch, like you really did that. Oh. Now I'm just like, okay, so.
And then a day later, you're like, oh, whatever.
Now it took a while to get over it. Like once I became more sexually comfortable and like I look back, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sitting here saying this with my chest. I fucked two guys in one night.
My girl said,
I haven't done that. I think the most I've done is like a couple days spread apart or the following week.
No, mine was like a few hours apart, bitch.
I can't even lie, because my big dick energy's only just started. So it's taken me a while to fully love, not fully, because there's things I want to do to change my body. But there's a lot that I was like, oh, I can't have sex with a new guy because then I have to like show him my body again. And that's just a whole scary place for me at the time.
That is true. Like, so it's like, you guys must be like,
oh my god, I'm just like, oh my god, stress. Like,
all right, here we go.
Like, you're gonna see every nook and cranny of me, and I'm like, oh my god, do I? It just stressed me out. So, in fact, up to now, I haven't had sex with like somebody like new in a while.
Yeah, no, I think that is definitely something, a very new journey that you have to go through with. And I'm sure lots of people who are listening are probably people who can relate and be like, yes, this is why I haven't given him my pussy yet, because I'm too scared. Okay, next question for you guys. I don't know, what makes you come?
Dick. Okay. Me, I like aggression. Like,
what type of aggression?
Like aggressive, bitch. Like fucking choke me, slap my face, call me a slut, pull my hair.
I like my hand being over my face, like, you know, to stop me from speaking.
Yeah.
All that choked, shit. Like I'm a, what's the word? A masochist. Ooh. So if shit's like painful, like I like the whole like crossover between the whole pain and pleasure, that whole like brink of it. Mm. That gets me going. And if you're talking to me while you're doing this shit, bitch.
Whew. It's a write-off.
Like, you know, like if I'm having sex with my boyfriend, whatever, like he's quite forceful anyway. So once he gets in there deep and it's like hitting cervix and I'm like, this hurts, that's when I come.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Like, I
I'd probably
like
just cry.
I think I should run away from you.
Right?
I'd probably just cry. Joking. No, there's lots of people who are exact same. That's why we have the BDSM community. I'm trying to think what makes me come. What makes me come? I think when I'm in doggy, it has to be doggy. Doggy's my favorite position. Yeah, as well.
Really?
It is my favorite, especially when I'm in the mirror and I can watch my ass like bouncing.
hey, booty.
I've never made a sex. Actually, really? No. I've made like a couple like phone stuff here and there, but I would never do it now. I think because of what I do and who I am. Yeah. I'm just like,
imagine.
Hell no. I was just like, I don't even want that type of
lady should be having
fun. I know. Oh my god.
That's like a nightmare.
I think, and imagine they do it like with the jigsaw, you know, from the Saw movie with the jigsaw.
It.
And they were like,
oh my god, that's
if you don't want this tape to come out, you have to like give us this amount of money. Mm-hmm. I think I would just top myself, honestly, because I could not. I don't want that. I wouldn't want that type of, as much as I love being a hoe, I love being a hoe, you know, on my own terms. Yeah, exactly. I don't want it in someone else's hand.
Don't take my consent away from me, basically.
Basically, yeah. Don't take my consent away from me. But yeah, I love coming in doggy. Oh, my sex toys make me calm. Like, honestly, like, I love... Whoever invented sex toys, like... Oh,
thank you.
Mwah, thank you. I think, like I mentioned earlier, a good amount of foreplay. Mm. Oof, and money. Money makes me calm. I can't lie.
That's not a kink.
It is a kink.
My
what
girl said the kink in my wallet.
Money makes me calm. I can't lie to you, but guys, no, not £35. You ain't gonna whack this bomb for £35. But I'm not gonna lie, if a guy cashes out on me. Whew.
Well, do you know what? Or like on the reverse, on the flip side of it, the whole like being like super romantic and like super
that's me right there,
I guess. Yeah, what about, what else makes you calm, SJ?
Okay, so the super, like I said, I'm a hopeless romantic, so obviously extreme romance. I like a tiny bit of aggression, not too much. Like, I like...
Bitch, you would die in my bedroom.
Do you like, right? Do you like the dirty things being said to you? Because I
Oh my God.
I like being called a slut. I like being called a whore.
No. That's a, like... Oh
you
my
don't
God.
Like that?
Like, what? Just stop talking. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You
oh
haven't
God,
lived.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You I'd don't like that?
I would look at him like, are you okay?
No, wait. Like, no, there's
I would legit...
No, you don't like being called a slut.
If you dare... Oh my God. I'll bite your dick while it's in my mouth. I'll do it. I don't care.
Really?
Don't you dare...
You don't like being called a bitch. You don't like being called a bitch.
Nope.
So what can they call you?
I don't
princess.
Honey, I am a princess.
Oh, I like being called a princess, though. I do like being called a princess. But most times it's slut and whore. I'm just like, if you say those two things to me, I'm just like, oh.
I'm yours. No, romance does it for me. Choking. Like you said earlier, like the whole like hand over my mouth so I can't kind of like the little streak that I need to let out. But like, wow.
Okay, sis. I said light. I said light.
You said like covering, you know, it's just like he doesn't have to use his hand because there's a, I'm just saying it's fun. What else? It's great.
Makes me hum. to be fair, I come at a drop of a penny, to be fair. Like, honestly, like anything, penetration, clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm.
I came from talking to me about 2 weeks ago.
I'm done.
It was really weird. He was sending me dirty WhatsApp messages and I came. I wasn't touching myself. I wasn't doing anything. I just came.
Do you know then something similar? But to be fair, look what you just did. Look what you just did. I remember it was like, it had been, I think it was like 4 months, 4 or 5 months I hadn't had sex.
Mm.
And I was on the DLR. And the train would not stop freaking vibrating.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was just like, can you not?
And the next thing you know, it was done. I had came
back in the bus. Wow. Sit on the back of the bus, bitch. On top of the engine.
I was just saying, I'm washing machine. Because I look at my washing machine and I just think to myself,
have you done it?
It's really vibrating really hard.
You know, when you
I remember walking
in
there like a couple days ago and I just thought to myself, wow.
Maybe
because there's like
that.
An island, like there's an island on top of my washing machine. And I can't actually sit on it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel the vibration, but I could see it was going hard and I was just like,
that I always see it in films. Yeah. I think that looks rickety. I don't know.
Like, I wouldn't feel stable, to be fair. I need to feel stability on what I'm having sex on, to be fair.
I need that constant pressure. I feel like it will like shake you around a lot.
But yeah, definitely I came from just being on the DLR once. So
no, that is absolutely
You came?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I came.
I was just talking about like fun and enjoyment.
No. I hadn't had sex for 4 months and then this guy had been talking to me like the previous night, all these sweet nothings. And I was like, oh my God. So I was just horny the whole day and I was on the DLR and I was like, oh my God. I tried to stand up, it wouldn't help. I was like, oh, it's going to happen. So I just enjoyed.
Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. But you know what? That's literally all we have time for today.
That is it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you catch us on our socials. If you enjoyed what you were listening to and all our filth, make sure you use the hashtag LaidBareLife or at us. My social media handles is Oloni on everything.
Scotty Unfamous on everything.
And Shani Jamila.
But yeah, that's all we have time for. Anything else that we need to shout out? I'm trying to think.
Go to my website and read my sex books.
Read her sex book on the website.
ShakiraScott.com, bitch. ShakiraScott.com.
You can check out some of her work also on my website, which is simplyoloni.com. If you guys do have any dilemmas you'd like us to answer, you can either send them on my website, simplyoloni.com/ask, or you can pop them through my Instagram story when I do that little ask thingy, which I did today. And hopefully you enjoyed this. Tell us what you think, if you learned anything. What do you like being called in the bedroom? Do you like being called a slut? Do you like being called a bitch? Do you like using ball gag?
Or are you like me and just like being called princess?
Or if you like being choked, tell us what you enjoy in the bedroom.
I
want
to know who else are there is into BDSM. That's what I want to know.
What else makes you come? What else makes you come? But thank you guys so much for listening.
Go bye. Love yourself.
Laid Bare Live.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.